He helped you as well, you're back.
You two are steaming up again, aren't you?
Oh, there we go.
There we are!
Well, I got you fiddling with each other, and it's saying each other answers. Oh, Jamie, straightforward. Oh. Sucking each other's dicks here for free!
No.
You didn't even ask us how many hours week was.
I don't give a fuck.
All of a sudden, it was just... Jamie's face says
that. You'd suck his dick for another foot. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think anyone...
plus 81. I ain't doing that maths for shit, so Google that, innit?
I'm a piece of shit, hat wearing piece of shit with 900 pockets, and I deserve to have no legs.
Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of A Pinch of Malt. This is episode 67.
Well done, Kieran.
Oh, well done me. As you can hear from Aaron,
hits around
laughing.
The 30s when you say.
Yeah, I normally go 10 less, don't I? Just before we come on, we decided to rile each other up by playing episodes of Jamie, not even episodes, clips of Jamie trying to record something last week that just didn't go well, did it, Jamie?
But when I'm trying to be serious, I can't do it, you know. That's what the problem is. Yeah,
I'm sure the listeners will hear it one day. It is funny.
They will do. They will do.
You're a mess. You're a mess.
You're a mess, Aaron.
You're a mess.
You're a
mess. How's everyone been this week, then? All right?
Jay, tell me about your week.
My week's been all right, yeah.
Jay, tell me about your week.
It's my birthday this week.
How old are you?
29.
Which means?
Old as fuck.
When's your actual birthday?
It was Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, so we went and had a steak dinner.
Oh yeah, you're going out for another dinner tonight, aren't you?
Going out for another dinner tonight.
Are you going tonight?
And then I'm going out again Sunday.
Fucking hell, you're living a life, aren't you? You are.
Oh, I may as well do it before we get locked down again.
COVID or not, Jamie's out there living his best life.
Strutting about.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Strutting about, ain't Jay? Eh? That one last year.
One last dance happiness. From Jamie, isn't it?
I'm just going to end it all the day before my 29th birthday.
30th birthday.
39th birthday. What, you, well, you've got a year left, have you?
I'm going to be 29 forever.
Okay, fair enough. Be one of those weird people then, are you? Kill yourself.
How would you say, if I was to ask you, what would you say at my eulogy? If I was, if you got a will.
Cowards.
My will.
What
and
I
in my
say,
will it says, I want you, Aaron, I want you to say a very tasteful, nice eulogy about me.
I would just sit up, stand up and go, little man, little legs, little penis.
Big heart.
Big personality. That's what I'd say.
Little chance.
And then just drop the mic. That's it, done. That's all you need.
Is that how you do me like that at my own funeral?
Five foot six and a half.
I'll be like, it was a little legged piece of shit.
I'll do it now. I'll be like, thank you everyone for coming. James Pussell. Good night. Bang, drop the mic. Done.
You're not allowed at my funeral.
Move into your house next
not
week.
Why?
I'm going to get someone that will speak nice things about
me.
Well, who's going to speak nice things about you then?
A lot of people.
Do you know what I'll play? I'll just play clips of that we had from last week. It's just you trying to say someone's name and you just couldn't do it.
I'll just play videos of you drunk, innit?
Well, at your wedding, Aaron, I've decided I'm going to just bring up all of the times that he's acted like a big man on the podcast and just play a compilation at the beginning of my speech.
That's fine, Jay, because, you know, I'm not acting like a big man. I am a big man.
At this point in time as well, Aaron's Paul more likely to marry himself.
I am a big man, Jay.
As well, so that'll be
right hand. That's what you.
That'll be pleasing Aaron's ego, Jamie. Is what you'd be doing.
I'll be getting a hard on, on my wedding day, Jay. Yeah, before even before it was even started, because you're telling me about this. You know, I've got a hard on now. I've got my penis is hard because you're telling me about how sexy I am.
Who's telling you about
how sexy he's saying he's hard now.
Oh, no.
He's saying, are you listening?
Yeah, I am listening.
My penis.
Jamie, you just got to take what Aaron says with a pinch of salt.
Oh, I like how you put that, how you did that, Kieran, how you did that. Try a pinch of malt, Aaron, pinch of malt.
I got that, Jay, yeah.
With his hoodie and his jacket on.
So what did you get for your birthday, Jay? Fucking, I can see you got a new hat.
I've got a new hat, yeah. I've got a Raptors hat. I also got a new New Orleans Saints hat.
New Orleans Saints hat, what are they?
American football team.
Oh. Who plays for them?
Name one player that plays for Raptors.
Huh?
Name one player that plays for Raptors that I did not mention earlier.
I'm making a collection.
Jamie, name one player that plays for Raptors. All right, name one player that played for the Raptors.
Huh?
But name one player that plays for Raptors.
I can't tell you anyone that plays for Raptors. Because I don't follow the Raptors.
Who'd you follow?
He's one of the best NBA players.
I follow the Celtics.
He's one of the best NBA players right now.
Who plays for Celtics?
Walker, Tatum.
Yeah.
Some other motherfuckers.
Kawhi Leonard used to play for Raptors.
Hmm?
Kawhi Leonard used to play for Raptors.
Did he?
Yeah.
So those are Vince Carter. That's what everyone has that jersey of, Vince Carter. He's the most famous Raptors player ever.
Yeah, he won a NBA title last year with him. Before moving
to Raptors were NBA champions last year.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, with Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, but I don't know who their players are.
Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, Pascal.
Is it making you too hard that you know fucking random OG players Nobi. From other side of the fucking world, bro? I'm told you what I did in the last few episodes.
We haven't bought merchandise for him.
I'm starting to.
You're just that guy that wears it but ain't got a Scooby Doo what's going on.
So you're a glory hunter?
No, because I know who they are. I know that they're the Raptors.
Who are they?
And that's it.
Where are they based?
Toronto.
That's good knowledge, Jay.
That's knowledge.
Except they're called the Toronto Raptors. That's good knowledge.
Considering he knew where the oldest tree in the world was last week, but this time he don't even know.
Anyone that listened to last week's episode, Aaron and Jamie, during the weekend, told me that they were in on it together. That it was a stitch up, trying to get me riled up.
Did it? You ain't listened to the episode back, but you certainly was riled up, Kieran.
Because I knew it was bullshit, Jamie. There was no way you didn't know Van Gogh was French, and then you knew when he was born.
No, I knew when he died.
When he died. The day that he died.
I did actually get the year right, didn't I, Aaron, off my own back?
No. That was a no. That was a no for all the viewers at home. Aaron just looked at me like,
supposed to have my back, Aaron, man.
And then telling me you knew where the oldest tree in the world was.
He tried to tell me that he actually knew that.
I did actually.
In order for this episode to work, Kieran had to jump to rescue it again.
What is it?
Trying to get the laptop sorted out.
Because of what? Because why, Kieran?
Because I've taken my own laptop home, Jamie, with me. That's what I've done.
Because you know what you are, Kieran? You're let down. You're let down in life. You're let down in everything. All you do is let people down.
Is it because you had too many Pornhub tabs up?
What, me?
Yeah, you can close them all the time.
Well, that's what I was doing. Why I was a little bit late. Yeah,
screaming like there's too many midgets on the screen.
No.
Trying to clear all that nugget porn. This just weren't getting rid of it.
Are you a McNugget? Do you help Nuggets have sex?
If you were paid £1 million a year, would you 100%. Help Nuggets have sex?
100%. No doubt about it. Mate, I'll be joining in.
Yeah, but what if they don't want you to
I'll
join
be planking
in,
them, innit?
They say that you can't leave the room because you need to make sure that they don't fall out.
That's fine. I'll be pissing myself laughing. I'll be planking them, Jay, with a mask on. I'm not about some NHS surgeon mask, innit? I'm about GIMP mask.
How much would someone have to pay you to suck a dick?
We've had this conversation. What the hell has just happened, didn't it? We were going on about our weeks and all of a sudden, you didn't even ask us how many Aaron's week was.
I don't give a fuck.
All of a sudden, it was just, how much does it cost to suck a dick? How you been doing these days, Kieran? How's this week been? How much is it?
Do you want me to tell you what your answers are going to be?
What?
Kieran's going to be like, I've been very busy this week, I've been doing this and I've been doing
that. I actually have been very busy this week.
And then Aaron's going to come back and go, I've been grafting, I've been making moves, I've been going to the gym, I've been sleeping and playing lots of FIFA. That's all that we'd get out of him.
Yeah, I have been.
I know the answers.
I have been very busy this week.
I have been going to the gym and playing FIFA and grafting.
Jamie, I'm currently working two jobs today. I'm a fucking very busy man.
I'm currently working out every day. I'm a busy man playing FIFA at night, sleeping.
See, I knew what you were going to say. So what's the point?
Yeah,
of
Jamie,
asking?
You've gone from
from
name a Toronto player Raptor player
suck a dick
to how
I
much?
I feel as though you're trying to avoid the question. How much money would it take for you to suck a dick?
How much would it take you?
I think
a million.
Just one time.
A million.
What big girthy, smelly penis in your mouth?
No, they've got to wash themselves. I ain't that fucking.
A million. Yeah, a million.
A million would be your number, Aaron.
10 million would be mine.
10 million is a lot here.
Ten million is a lot. They got 750,000 cold hard cash sitting on that table, yeah, and Matey Boy walks in and slops his dick on the table, yeah? And you're telling me you ain't gonna suck that dick.
I don't have to enjoy it.
I don't care.
Put some strawberry lube on it or something, it might taste a bit better.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's a bit
Jamie,
much.
He'd be coming in your mouth and you'd never know what you're gonna be doing.
Start chewing it like a sausage.
I can't even deal with this conversation. I can't even deal with this.
So, £10 million. Are you on this planet?
Yeah, I am.
Are you on this planet?
I
750,000 is money. Is life changing money?
You said half a million. A minute ago.
I'm not a cheap whore.
I would do it for 500 grand.
I'm not a cheap whore, unlike yourself.
We see.
I'm expensive.
I've actually had.
I'm fine cuisine, Jamie.
I've had this discussion at work.
Right.
A million.
So you guys talk about this a lot, do you?
Yeah, in work, yeah.
In work, he talks about this a lot, sucking dick.
We had a really quite
emotional discussion about it, to be honest. The other thing was, how much money would it take for someone to have a go on your missus?
Oh, God. Take your foot off there.
How much?
10 million.
Jamie?
No, because if I say any less than 10 million, Beth listens to this, yeah, she's going to be like, why am I less than sucking a dick?
She ain't listening to this.
Well, that's
how
what
much?
I'm saying, Jamie.
How much, Jay?
I don't think I could do it.
1 million.
If you ain't got missus to fucking fuck, bruv. They'll just sleep with your hand.
They'll sleep with you.
You just have to lay there with your right hand out. They'll just fuck it.
I'm just saying, isn't it? They should...
Some lipstick on your right hand and they'll just fuck it.
They'll take one for the team, Jay. I'll take one for the team. £1 million in the bank. I sorted, do you know what I mean?
When you want someone to go town on you?
Not on me, not like on my ass.
You're
there, I mean?
Riding you like a fucking cowboy, like a horse on the Grand National, mate.
No, if I'm getting my back door smashed in, yeah, at least five.
What, they're riding you, they're whipping you,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
At least five mil.
If they're smashing your back doors in, it's gonna hurt, isn't it?
10 million, man. You gotta get at least 10 minutes.
Five million.
I can't even deal with this conversation.
That's the thing, Kieran. This is why you're not grafting. You're not making moves. Yeah. Because you're too stingy, yeah.
What are you grafting, Aaron?
10 million.
Tell me what you've grafted in the last 6 months. You bought a game capture card and you ain't captured nothing on it.
I did capture something here, yeah. Do you know what it was?
Without
terrible
us.
Gameplay of NBA.
Yeah.
You telling me you're good at NBA still, yeah, when you're missing everything.
Yeah, it could be a funny one, isn't it? It could be a
just go. Just go.
How good am I now, Jay?
Pass the ball back.
He won't play with us now.
How good am I now?
Pass the ball back, innit?
When me and you,
and then when we was on the,
when me and you were in it, we could do a little 1-2,
no,
fucking
listen,
smashing it.
And when we
listen,
was on the, what's it called, the wreck? What's the other place called?
Pro-Am.
The Pro-Am. Who was anyone scoring 3-pointers?
Yeah, because you had about 20 shots a game, Kieran.
Yeah, who,
first of all, Kieran.
When we won our one game that we've won, yeah, who won it for us?
Kieran.
Me.
Kieran, listen.
Yeah, we might have lost to a team that have lost 50
yeah, exactly,
times,
yeah,
Aaron,
yeah.
But I won that game for
so
us.
So, we played a team.
You are worse than me.
Pro-Am's
broken. I'm not saying I'm good, Kieran, but you say you're good.
No,
I'm not having it, Jay. All right, listen. We lost to a team, yeah, that have 59 games, Kieran. They lost 58 of them. Out of 59, they lost 58
And they come against
Kieran,
us 3 times.
And they beat us 3 times flawlessly.
I blame Jamie, though.
Can't blame me. I was only
and you,
fucking
and you two, that. You two telling me, yeah, that you're good at the game when Matey Boy and his two mates, yeah, are smashing our back doors in and they've lost 50 8 games out of 59. You're telling me you're good at NBA?
Yeah, well, Pro Am's different, isn't it? When I'm in the rec, I am scoring points.
Pro Am, Jamie.
For days. Come on tonight, Aaron, yeah? Come on tonight and we'll show you exactly what's about. Get off FIFA for 10 minutes.
I can't. I've got a lot to play on FIFA tonight.
Yeah, you've got the whole day when me and Jamie go home. Me and Jamie won't be on till about 11 o'clock tonight.
Yes, Kieran, but I've got about 60 games to play.
Yeah, just bang that out. 5 hours, 6 hours, you've got that.
It's like 12 hours, man.
Why have you got so many games to play? You got all weekend, bruv.
Yeah, I'm working Sunday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Sunday.
I'm grafting. I'm making moves, Jamie.
You're the laziest piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, go on. Listen, NBA, it is a bit bollocks, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? You guys are terrible at it. It's fine. Move on.
Anyway, back to Aaron's Pro Cup. Telling me you're making moves, yeah? Yeah, that's anything you captured.
Yeah, because it's terrible.
You're telling me that Aaron told me his career path last week was streaming. And has he streamed anything? Have you made one clip of you streaming anything? Have you even clipped anything together?
Have you even dawned a camera?
Yeah. Have you got editing software on your lap on your computer?
Kieran,
You've got a gaming computer up there that can fucking run anything on it.
I do have editing software. But did you want me to upload that monstrosity of gameplay here with you hitting 3-pointers out one at every 40 shots?
Just clip them all together and it'll look like I'm hitting a whole game's worth, Aaron, so I didn't change clothes once.
Jamie's running in the middle and going, pass! And running into the defence.
Yeah, to be fair. When Jamie's been drinking, he's annoying to play with on there, but it's fine.
You know how bad you were that night.
I was bad that night.
Yeah, you were a nightmare.
You're getting me a bet now, look. It's fine.
I'm insanely good at the game, Aaron. Fucking in the minutes.
Just not, Jamie.
Look at me. He's getting upset
good.
Over there.
You're not good.
I'm madness at it.
You're not.
Fucking madness.
You're not. Move on.
No one cares about the games. Anyway, have you seen this week, have you seen there's a new dress thing going on? Like what happened with the dress where everyone thought it was different colours.
It's like a new one every 2 weeks, though.
Billie Eilish's shoe.
Right.
So I'm going to get up for you. And
the Louis Vuitton ones?
No, they're not Louis Vuittons.
Are you sure? Because she wears weird clothes. Are you sure it's not just like some trippy...
Trippy bollocks?
Mm.
No, they're crappy Nike trainers. What colour are they?
Pink.
White and pink.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They're like a pastel blue and white.
No, that's
where's the pink?
On the air bit.
Pass that.
Give me phone. In that.
The air is white, and the thing that isn't air is a pastel blue.
What colour are they actually?
Mint and white.
They're white and pink.
Yeah, they're white and pink.
But they're not, though. They're not in real life. They're the colours I see.
What?
Pastel blue and white. The air is white and in between is pastel blue. I'll show you the real trainer, look.
The air is white. The air is not white. It's pink.
Give me it.
The actual trainer's white.
Show me.
I'm not having it, Jay.
Give me it.
I'm not having it. You don't have my phone back now.
Give me my phone. I'll show you, look.
I want to see
what... I'll show you the actual trainer.
Yeah, go then. Show me the actual trainer. Because you're shouting bollocks now. You have some filter on. This is what I mean, Jay. This is why I don't like people. You're chatting bollocks. It's like people that have the...
I'm not chatting shit.
No,
these are
Jay.
The trainers here, look.
Yeah, you are.
That's them.
Yeah, but that I can see that. That's mint.
That's the same trainer.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it now.
First of all, they're butters.
They are butters. I told you they were butters. Oh, they're not butters.
Yeah, but in that picture, they just look white. What colour are they there, then?
That is pastel blue in the middle with white on the...
Because when you show it to the side there, I can see a bit of blue.
Yeah, but that's pink and white, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same one.
It's blue and white.
It's just like
a mint colour and white.
It's enlightened. Do you know what I mean? It's the lighting.
Well, you know what it is. It's all the pigmentation in your eyes, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't give a crap, James, for this, all right? Listen.
Why are you getting upset? Because I've shown you that you're bollocks. A dickhead and you can't see, you're colourblind, bruv.
How am I colourblind?
You're colourblind.
I can see the bloody grey when it was the hair,
dress,
man.
What could you see when it was the dress?
It was like white and gold.
White and gold, yeah.
Is that what you could see, was it?
No, you not could, blue you and could black. See that blue and black, couldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, blue and
we'll
black.
We'll just show you, because we're this pyramid.
What about the vans?
What vans?
There's vans, ones of vans as well. Famous one of vans.
Yeah.
What did you see then?
I don't know.
Probably white.
I haven't seen that picture, so I don't know, but probably white, wherever it is. Yeah. Me and Aaron got younger eyes, isn't it?
Yeah, you're getting on a bit.
Bare old eyes, man.
What, being able to see the real thing rather than like these optical illusions?
You're like 30 years old, mate. Do you know what I mean? Old bastard. Old fart, mate. That's what you are. Get rid of times, old man.
This. What colour are they?
That's like a mint and a grey.
Mint and grey.
So you see the same as me.
What's this? What's the other
But
one?
They're actually pink and white.
Yeah, but they're not though, so.
They are.
Yeah, but they're not.
That's a different shoe, bruv.
Yeah.
No, but that is.
Yeah, but Jamie, that's
what
not.
It is,
someone,
pink and white.
Yeah, but Jamie, what they've done, they've got them on the paint. And they've uploaded both the pictures and they're just taking the piss out of people.
Aaron, the optical
like,
illusion is people
no,
see
listen,
pink and white
like
or they see grey.
It's like the bitch
and
with the dress. The bitch with the dress, yeah, she's taking the piss out of people, putting different colours on each.
I like how Aaron doesn't even know this one, but you call her a bitch, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Aaron's like that bitch over there.
Slag.
The
That's what she was. That slag.
Slag.
Yeah.
Slag.
Oh my lord, fucking Aaron.
Also, what's the name with the bloody shoe?
I think Aaron is single-handedly turning off all of our bloody female listeners.
Billie Eilish, yeah.
Guys, we have female listeners, isn't it? You Jamie. Cannot be slagging off women like this.
Jamie,
I didn't
listen,
say
she's a good singer, isn't it?
She was a ballet dancer.
She's not a good singer, though.
She's a good singer. She's a great singer. Are you mad?
I've never heard any of her music.
Mate, you should watch the karaoke, drive-through karaoke with James Corden.
She is good. I don't
your
like
time
that.
Doing?
I don't like that.
I wish
bad,
I was
that, what's that bad guys? Bad guys.
Yeah. Oh, is that her song?
Yeah, I don't like that song.
That's the.
But the rest of the songs are alright. But the rest of the songs are alright. She sings like very.
She's in a new James Bond film.
Yeah,
she sings a song for that.
She's 18. She's in a new James Bond film. She's walking around with air trainers on.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying. Like, she's rich. Yeah,
I may as well just end my life. Isn't it?
She's rich.
Well, she's 18 years old.
I could have told you that a long time ago, Jay.
She's about half your age, isn't it?
Kieran, does she not make you feel like you're a failure?
She's living out there, living her best life. Well done to her, isn't it?
Do you not think I should end it all now?
Yeah, well, Jamie, I told you what happened. If you end it all, I'll. I told you, short-legged.
Short penis.
There ain't no way that I'm allowing you at my funeral. Or that's going to be specifically put into my
I'm thinking,
do you know what I'll say? Jamie didn't know what he was on about because he was short-legged, so it got to his head towards the end.
I'm taking selfies with your body, bruv.
If you could, if you could, Jamie, would you get leg extensions?
What?
If you can make yourself taller by getting leg extensions,
you can, kinda.
Well, you can.
Well, they're dodgy as fuck.
Yeah, you can make yourself.
You can't. You just like can't.
No,
you, just,
you
can't.
Can
you break your knee apart.
No, you can like. I think. Don't think on this, but don't go by this. But I think you can make your back longer.
You can.
You can like separate.
You can adjust your spine, can't you?
Tom Cruise would have done it a long time ago, wouldn't he?
Do you reckon you could? You would though, if you could.
No.
Well, you'd be short-legged.
But they say when you go up to space, don't they? Because there's no gravity, it decompresses
your
spine.
Yeah, you get smaller.
No, you get taller.
You get smaller.
No, you get taller.
You get
taller.
You get smaller.
You get taller.
Aaron,
you get taller. Google it right now. You get taller. Guaranteed. Big Bang Theory. Shout out.
Best thing that could happen, though, really, is
what?
The fact that I was born. So
what?
I don't need to be improved, Aaron.
What?
I am what I am.
Jane, that's why Mum had two more kids, isn't it? Because of the state of you. Jimmy's currently getting molested by the dog. Am I right,
aren't I? Yeah, he is right.
Yeah, of course I'm
right.
It's
gravity, so
it decompresses your spine.
So maybe that's what you need to do, Jamie. You need to take a trip every year to the, every month to space.
Go to Mars.
And then
decompress
your spine. You can have a growth spurt once a week.
And you might be 5'8".
You can glow up once a week, innit? Once a month, I mean. You can be Charlotte and Finn's tall this week.
I don't need to be improved.
Well,
tell me about your short legs.
Well, you could actually get on theme park rides then, couldn't you?
I don't want to go.
Can you get on theme park rides?
I found out as well, listeners, this week that Jamie's. But we celebrated Jamie's birthday last week, and we had a meal over here and had some drinks and stuff. Well, I went home early, and Jamie carried on drinking, and then I found out that they drunkenly measured Jamie. How tall are you, Jay?
5'6" and a half.
Yeah. So what were you saying to us that you were before?
5'7".
So
I am basically 5'7". You round up, bruv. No. You round up every time.
I bet you rounded up to 5'6" and a half, didn't you, Aaron?
No, we didn't.
No, he's 5'6" and a half. Bang on.
Bang on.
Bang on.
So you ain't rounding up, Jay. You're 5'6" and a half.
I'm 5'7", mate. That's what I am.
Listeners.
You round up. You don't go to people. I'm 5'6" and a half.
We want to hear in the comments or in the emails, is Jamie 5'7" or is he 5'6" and a half?
5'6" and a half. 100%. 100%.
I told you you were small. So you wouldn't get leg extensions if you could.
No.
Would you not?
No, there's no need for me.
I'm pretty sure they do something where they break.
If I had the money to do anything like that,
if it was pain free and it didn't cost you any money, would you do it?
If they wanted to do it to me.
So if they were like, Jamie, we want to test this on
test it now.
No, they were like, it's tested then. It's tested on humans already. It's
100% satisfactory.
Yeah, 100%. You will get bigger.
How bigger though?
It's up to you.
Because I don't be walking around with a 5'7" fucking torso, yeah? What, 11 feet legs, bruv, innit? Walking around looking like fucking War of the Worlds, bruv. Going, walking over people's cars and shit.
Jamie, you can stop. You don't have to go, right, go for it. And then
you wish you could, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could wake up and like little Chinese man's like, hey, Mr. Mama. I have put your legs very big, yeah? Your legs are very big, yeah?
What?
And then I get
not,
up, yeah?
That is not a Chinese accent.
I'm in a fucking hangar, yeah? Because I'm that big, yeah? They could house me in a normal room, bruv, yeah? I go walking around and I step over an aeroplane, bruv.
You can't step over an aeroplane.
So you're trying to tell me, Jamie, they're picking your small leg, my fucking small frame, yeah?
And oh, like the creatures out of War of the Worlds. Do you know the creatures out of War of the Worlds that are going over people, yeah, like looming, like woo, over the top, yeah? Yeah. And Mr. Chinese man's like, ah, very good work, very good work.
Why is he Chinese?
Because of course he's going to be Chinese. He's doing shit like that. He's Chinese, bruv. What do you think happened to coronavirus?
That's racist.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be Chinese if he's doing that.
100%.
He's racist.
Dr.
Wing.
The guy from Human Centipede was Chinese, mate. You know that they're upside down.
Dr. Wing, bro.
Dr. Wing.
Human Centipede was Russian.
No, he was like Chinese, wasn't he? He was Chinese Russian.
There might have been another one.
He was Russian, bro.
The second guy.
He was Chinese.
The second guy was a little fat Russian guy.
Was it?
The first guy.
No, he's Russian.
He's Chinese.
He's Russian.
To be fair, Kieran, you've been wrong about everything today.
Look, proper Chinese.
No, one of the guys that got it done to them was Chinese.
Oh, that's what I must have been.
Again, he's wrong, isn't he?
Yeah, wrong again, bruv. People are like, yeah, Mr. Mama, oh, your legs look good, yeah?
And what is that accent? That's not Chinese.
That's Chinese.
You look good, yeah?
Oh, yeah, there you go, there's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
I'm over here fucking hurdling cars and shit because he's made my legs that long. I'm looking like a fucking alien.
You could be a superhero, couldn't you?
What, long leg man?
Yeah, you'd get a lot of money from that.
I don't think they're going to go to that extreme, Jamie, where you're going to be.
They just all they need is a ladder, bruv, and they'll be as tall as me.
You could be a window cleaner.
That's not superhero level, is it?
You could make.
You could pick stuff up, and like you could be like a human lifter.
Good scaffolder.
I'll join the NBA, bruv.
What? We weren't meant to get inside the arena, bruv.
What, you screaming in the middle with LeBron James? It pass.
Bare drunk because the show business life's gone to Jamie's head, so he's just
Jamie,
bare drunk.
Pass. He's getting marked by every defender.
I wouldn't be able to do it, innit? Because I'll be that tall that it would actually be hard to get in the net because I'm that far up, innit?
Yeah, 11 foot's a bit much, isn't it? No, yeah, that'd be...
11 foot just on my legs, you'd Aaron. Be the That's best, just my legs.
You'd be the best centre ever. You could just be like, you could just bend it like that, Jay. You could just like press. Do you know what I mean? Because you know most people like they go, they have to go up and over. Mm. You can just go down.
Nah, you just press.
Have you seen Bol Bol?
Yeah. Yeah, I've
looking
seen
like Bol Bol, bruv.
Or Siren, you know the Siren Man?
Mm.
Have you seen Siren Man?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what you'd be like, innit?
I don't wanna do it, bruv. I don't want long necks. I'm happy as I am. I have no issues
that'd be Jamie,
being as tall as I am now.
Yeah, what's his name?
Bol Bol.
No, who's that new guy calls?
Oh, Taco Fall.
Yeah, Taco Fall, innit? He'd be Taco Fall. He's like, how tall is he? He's like 7'2", isn't he?
No, he's bigger than that.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a
tall guy. But Taco Fall's actually like a biggish guy as well. He's got a little bit of muscle to him.
Yeah, we got people like, who's that guy back in the day? Really tall guy, skinny as hell. Yeah, that's him.
That's Manute Bol. That's Bol Bol's dad.
Play for the Warriors.
Yeah, he played for the Warriors. That'd be you.
That'd be me walking around.
Look how long his legs are, Jamie.
Yeah. All he needs is a swift kick and he'd be down, bro. Broken straight away. Broke that leg.
Imagine 2 foot
in
him.
I would have, do you know, I'd be that tall, I'd need 2 knees on each leg, innit? I'd be like fucking an insect walking around. Going like this.
You would. You could have done it. You'd make a lot of money from it.
I don't want it, Aaron.
Well, you'd rather be 5'6½".
What if they were like, we can add a foot to you?
Yeah,
so I'll be six and a half.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
As long as is Mr. Chinese Man trustworthy?
Well, he's like, anything you have to do is suck my dick.
Then I said, nah, bruv. Give me 500 grand. Why would you want that?
What?
Give me the surgery, 500 grand, and I'll suck
your
dick.
Why is it? What you got? He's got to pay for it by sucking your penis. His brother's penis.
No, the doctor's penis.
Oh, you're not sucking Mr. Asian's
what's
penis,
his name?
But
Mr. Wong,
Mr. Wing,
Mr. Wing, Mr. Wing Wong.
I think I would.
What you watch and add another foot onto you?
Yeah.
You suck his dick.
Jamie's face says that.
You'd suck his dick for another foot. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think anyone would.
Mr. Wing, come on, sir. We're going. You come and suck my dick.
Why is he Borat? Why is he Borat?
And he whips it out and it's the
Aaron's
penis
out here.
From,
Aaron's out here sucking dick.
It's the penis from Hangover 2, isn't it? And then he thinks it's his nipple.
That would be right if it was like that. Isn't it? The last thing you want is an 11 inch.
Well, if he's Chinese, it's not going to be 11 inches.
You imagine trying to slurp that in.
You'd be testing your gag reflex.
Have you seen the average penis size of a Chinese person? It's like 3 inches.
That's why Jamie turns into Buddha, isn't it? Because he's one of them.
Because he is Chinese.
I don't get no complaints.
Jamie, I've seen your penis.
You're 5'6½", Jay. You ain't got nothing packing down there, mate. You've got only
You're only about 2 inches taller.
You've got
than
a tiddly
me,
worm down there.
You're only about 2 inches taller than me, bro.
2 inches matter, Jay.
I just can't. So you're going to go suck a dick for another foot?
I'm 5'9".
Because
if I add another foot onto me, I'm going to be too big.
What, 6'8"?
I'm not 5'8", Aaron.
5'7"?
5'9", Aaron.
There's no way you're 5'9".
I am 5'9".
I measure myself, I'm 5'9". I'm taller than you.
I'm 5'9".
Maybe you're 5'7".
No, I'm 5'9".
5'8".
You could be 5'8".
I'm 5'9".
When did you get this measured last?
Ages ago. When I started working as a personal trainer. I was 5'9", Aaron.
If you're 5'9", I'm 5'10".
Yeah, Aaron's an inch taller than me. So, 100%. But if me and Aaron added the foot onto each other, you don't want to be 6'9".
I'd like to be 6'10".
Aaron, mum and dad have got small doors in here. How do you fit through the door?
It's fine, isn't it? I just won't come.
Huh?
I just won't come in the house, isn't it?
So where are you going to sleep? Upright, out in the garden? I'm up against the shed.
They have to get a fucking plane hang up for you.
Everything, and I'm slender man, isn't it?
I'm thinking slender man, you're so pale, man. Yeah, if you come towards me, I'm like, oh my lord.
Jay would be getting up one night, he'd be sleeping on the couch for some reason, and I'd be like, Jay, what's up? And I'm wearing a suit for some reason. He's like,
Aaron's just asleep.
James is like, ah, bruv. James is like, I've got sleep paralysis, bruv.
That's the thing, Jamie. If me and Aaron put a foot onto us, we'd all be too big, whereas you will be perfect, just right.
No, I'd be too big as well, 6'6".
That's good.
6 foot 6, all right.
Yeah.
No.
6 foot 6 is like, I think like Jason Momoa is 6 foot 6. Isn't he?
No.
He's not that big. Who's 6 foot 6 then? Probably The Rock, 6 foot 6.
Yeah, I think he is.
6 foot 5, whatever.
Tyson Fury's 6'9".
Yeah, is that, that's too big. He's too big.
But it's because he looks lanky, isn't it?
Yeah, he looks spangly.
It's like Durant's 6'9".
But a lot of these people lanky. Don't have any muscles on their legs, yeah. So they look weird.
Yeah, that's what you'd be like, though, isn't it?
You look like, Giannis looks normal. He's like 7 foot.
That you'll be going around looking like, say, at war in the world.
No, all you've got to do is bulk up a little bit. Put a bit.
Jay, 6 foot 6. All right, good. I'll Google this, isn't it? You carry on, isn't it? I'll Google 6 foot 6, isn't it? And you tell me if they look wrong or not. When you're sitting there, your short legs looking like a
short leg motherfucker.
I'm
perfectly happy with my height. I don't understand what your problem is with my height.
Jamie, every single time you go to Fort Park, there's tears, isn't it?
I've never been to Fort Park.
There's tears because you're not allowed on the rides. You're going, Charlotte, it happens every year we come here and I'm not allowed on.
I've never been there in my life.
You're like, Charlotte, why'd you bring me here? And she's like, I'm just bringing you down to earth, Jamie. Then you know.
Kobe, 6 foot 6.
Michael Jordan. He's a basketball player, bro.
Michael Jordan.
All right, I'll be 6 foot 6, join the NBA, innit?
Devin Booker. Vladimir Klitschko.
Then I'll fucking divorce the family. You won't see me ever again.
Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua, 6 foot 6.
You've been going there with your Raptors hat on. Jamie, who plays for Raptors? And you'd be like,
Kevin Durant.
For you to know me to find out.
You'd be like, Kevin Durant. Who's Kevin Durant? Don't know.
Kemba Walker.
Michael Jordan. I know Michael.
Did I not
5 or 6 episodes ago say that I was going to start a collection of hats?
Yeah, you did.
And you took the piss out of me for doing it.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting my collection, buying hats, and now you're asking me about the teams themselves.
Yes.
I'm going to be buying the most obscure teams' hats that I'm not going to know anything about them.
Right.
At least I know who the Raptors are.
What's your point then?
What's the point?
Who's the most obscure one you're going to buy? Tell us.
Probably some piece of shit like Beely team. I don't know.
Indiana Pacers.
No, because I know who they are.
You're going to buy like a college team's hat?
I'm going to buy a thing hat. Like NFL, yeah? There's loads of teams on there that I know nothing about that I'm going to be buying their hats.
Why?
Because it's part of the collection.
What?
If you cut anything to do with this hat thing,
he will,
won't
it?
There's nothing
it.
Being cut
it's
about
just,
the hat
it'd just
thing.
Be like it'd just be 10 minutes ago, Jager, I've made a hat collection.
I like snapbacks.
And there better not be anything cut for about the short-legged.
I like hats. I'm buying fucking hats, mate. That's what's happening.
I know you like hats, Jager, because you always wear one every day.
If we're going to talk about fashion...
I don't think I've seen your head without a hat on in years.
I think if we talk about fashion,
Saturday, I've worn a hat.
You're wearing a hat in your head, Jay.
Kieran, it's all about fashion. So we talk about his trousers with the multiple zips.
Don't even get me started about Jamie's trousers.
They've already come up last week.
Jamie's like, don't talk about them. I can't take any more of it. Jamie's burnt them. Jamie went home and burnt them.
So you go home and you cry to Charlotte about how...
He's like, Charlotte, you tell me they look nice. You tell me they look nice. Do you like my Raptors hat? Do you like my Raptors hat? Charlotte, before you throw it away, take everything I've got out of my 10 pockets.
Also,
give me it here.
Also, I'm getting Indiana Pacers hat. Name me one player, quickly.
She's like, Google it.
Give me that.
But what do you seriously do with that many pockets, though? What do you put in them? Do you have the Hear need it. To put anything in them?
The ones I use for work, I use a lot.
Yeah, but you have loads of pens in there, innit?
No, not pens, like scalpels and stuff like that.
Mm. You just carry a scalpel.
That's handy, though.
Yeah.
Why don't you get some with like 5 less pockets?
Because they're fashionable, Kieran.
What, that
they're being sold on a fashion website right now.
What's that fashion website called?
I can't name
small-legged motherfuckers. .com.
Giacomo,
and they know that small-leg people need like extra support in life, so they put pockets in there just so they can support you, isn't it?
What the problem is here, lads.
Is that what it is, Jay?
Is
you got a little put-me-up stall in one of the pockets, didn't you? No one knows when you can't reach top shelves, you have to like bang out the put-me-up. You have to bang out one side, bang out the other, put it down the floor. You got a little put-me-up stall, didn't you, Jamie, in one of those pockets, mate?
Have I been turned on? Yeah?
It's like a utility belt for small people, isn't it, Jamie?
I ain't done. This is all getting cut now.
I'll edit this episode. I'll take that off you and edit the episode.
You ain't doing shit, bro.
Because the viewers have to listen to this, Jamie. This is prime.
This is prime, is it?
This is prime.
They don't know what the fuck you're talking about. They've never seen the trousers.
By the way,
we'll put a picture up of Jamie's trousers later on. Send us a picture, Jamie. You and your trousers.
Ask us how weak it's been.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
This all went into chaos, Jamie, because you were telling me how much it is to suck dick.
How much would it take for you to take a pounding?
Jamie, I'm not going
I've
into this right
you,
now.
I've told you, 5 million.
5 million, Aaron.
For your show notes, yeah, was yours just number one? How much suck a dick? Is that what you've got?
I was watching another podcast and they discussed it and I thought it was quite funny and I thought if I brought it to the table here, it would get us going. And what has it done? The tables have turned and apparently I'm a piece of shit, hat-wearing piece of shit with 900 pockets and I deserve to have no legs.
I remember you got to put me up, Saul, in the pocket.
Yeah.
You've got legs, you're just very small legs.
Just turn on me like a fucking feral dog after being bit by some
Me and Aaron
rabies.
Know that you're weak, that's why.
Huh?
Me and Aaron know that you're weak,
I
isn't it?
I smell the blood.
I ain't weak.
We're like great white sharks, Jimmy. When there's blood in the water, we'd be feeding.
Because you used to get too emotional if you bantered back.
Chaos. Go on, banter me then.
Banter me then. When have I ever got emotional from banter?
Easily.
When?
Easy. Every time. Every time.
Name the last time. Name the last time I got emotional because of banter.
Just because Jimmy can't banter very well. He does. He
can't.
He gets too excited.
I let you do it.
Jamie, butt at me. Come at me, innit? Roast me. I'll tell you what. I'll give you next episode.
I'm not prepping banter.
No, episode 68.
We'll do the roast of Aaron.
Is it 68?
Yeah.
68 episodes.
Yeah.
Next episode, you two can do a roast on me, innit?
Okay.
Yeah?
We'll do an official roast.
You can exchange
notes.
You
can't get upset then.
I won't get upset.
He's going to get upset.
I won't get upset. When I've ever got upset from banter, especially...
Well, we'll do a roast then.
Afterwards, it'll be like, you know, when you send people to the cells and police and they've got to take your shoelaces off them and stuff just in case he does something in the night. That's what we'll have to do to him. Mm. Take all sharp objects
no,
out of the room.
No, Jay, because... To be honest, mate, I find your banter quite dead, mate. You're dry. Kieran has not had a personality in about 4 years, so...
But it's not the roasting of me, Aaron. It'd be the roasting of you, mate. You weren't made to stand up. You'd be
Kieran,
quivering.
I'll be standing up easy, mate.
That's racist,
next week, then, it's roast Aaron, is it? That'd be our game for the last bit of the game. Last bit of the episode. Roasting Aaron.
Yeah, you can roast me.
Yeah.
It's not going to go very well for you anyway.
Roast means all you can do is laugh. You can't say that.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be embarrassing for you two.
All right.
That's just that, really.
Why is it going to be embarrassing?
The only person that can roast me is Mum.
We'll bring Mum in then.
Don't bring Mum, I can't, innit? She always tells me how piece of crap I am every day.
What I'll do is I'll do a recording with Mum, innit? So Mum doesn't have to be in the room. She'll just talk. She'll bitch about you on the phone.
So that's more hurtful. She thinks
I'll be like, Mum, what do you really think about it? And then she'll fucking absolutely rip you apart.
Little here is that guy again.
No, that guy lives upstairs. Piece of
don't
shit.
Don't me on
he's small legged as well. All my sons are small legged.
When she was saying, yeah, about you and FIFA, and she was like, well, if you're that good at it, Aaron, why aren't you making any money out of it? That was making me laugh so much.
She goes, you spend so much time playing it, and you're not even that good at it.
ruins lives.
When I was on about, I said to Mum, I played the pro play on FIFA, innit? And she said, oh, what's the score then? I was like, I lost 5-2. She says, well, you need to keep playing it then, because obviously you're not that good, are you?
No.
And I was like,
fire
do you know what I mean?
Shot, so she can't even that access her own Facebook.
I nearly collapsed.
She may as well pull your pants down, Aaron.
Yeah. Basically saying that geezer who spent probably like £1,000 on the game, yeah, is better than you at life.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
He's got £1,000 spent at the game. And he's better than you, Aaron. He's getting paid to play FIFA in it. What are you doing? You're getting paid to go out there and look out a window, bruv.
I'm not looking at a window. It's not a fine day.
That's what's in her.
You literally do the
that's
same
what's lined
thing
up for you, Aaron, next week. I'm going to get all these
that's
written
a
down.
Preview.
Bullet points. On point.
It needs to be more savage.
I'm going to be more savage.
Yeah,
I'm going to no hold bars. I'm going to ruin you.
I've got a Family Fortunes game.
I'm
going to
absolutely
jump
ruin
into
you.
A game.
We'll go into that.
Yeah, how long have we been? Family Fortunes, like the one where there's like the top five
top
answers.
Top answers, yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of them's different.
Of the questionnaire.
What's
so
it called in America?
It might not be the top five answers that you
think
deem,
of.
Yeah.
It's called that Family Showdown in America, isn't it?
I see, yeah, fuck knows.
Right, come.
Right, so the first question, Kieran, we'll go with you. Name a colour.
Name a colour?
Family Feud in America.
Where is this? Where was the survey made?
I don't know. It's just
right,
on the survey.
Cool, so what? I don't know.
Hold on, what? Sorry, what?
There's a survey been done. Jamie's done a survey.
Yeah, but why are you asking where it's done?
Because obviously, when it's Jamie like...
Jamie went downtown when you get your moisturiser.
Name a car make. It ain't gonna be fucking Alfa Romeo, mate. It's gonna be Chevrolet if it's done in America, isn't it?
Who's saying?
We don't buy Chevy trucks.
What country said Alfa Romeo?
Italy, bruv.
No, they're not, Kieran.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Do you know where Alfa Romeo is
from?
Yeah, I know where it's from, Kieran.
Yeah, it was what a colour is. It has fuck all to do with any
Hold
of that
on.
Shit.
Hold on, Kieran. You're from Britain, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Name me five cars.
Alfa Romeo.
Exactly, Italian, yeah. Not English, is it? You tits, get out of here, man. Sorry about that, Jake. Continue, mate.
I'm gonna finish him next week. Aaron's gonna be quivering on the floor.
Shut your mouth, Kieran.
It's gonna be like the end, the final boss battle in Tekken.
It's gonna be like Voldemort after he got shriveled up.
Kieran, see that head of yours, yeah? I'm living there rent free all day, every day.
Aaron, I don't even think about you from one end of the week to the other. I turn up and I think, oh yeah, I'm related to that.
Next week's Halloween as well, so it'll be a Halloween roast.
You can't rearrest me on, brother.
Oh, yeah, we need to do it. We know, but we'll do a spooky episode.
You don't need to bring a costume anyway. Look how butters you are.
Well, we can do one the week after.
Butters
release,
or twat, bruv. Short leg bar.
Is it actually Halloween next week?
Well, we might need to record during the
Bang
street,
on.
But he's on late.
30th, Saturday. 31st is Saturday.
Well, what day does he finish late on Friday?
4 o'clock he will finish.
We can get that then.
Okay. Right,
yeah,
anyway.
I've got a spooky story already.
Right, cool.
Should we play the game?
Anyway.
Sorry, yeah.
Found it for the red.
That gives you 32 points, Kieran.
Mm.
We need to keep the score here.
No, he continues, doesn't he?
Yeah.
If he tries to guess all the answers.
Give me another colour.
Blue.
So you're on 82 points now?
All right. Are they top two?
It's out of 100.
No, it's not out of 100. It's more than 100.
Oh,
are they top two?
They're top two.
How many is there?
There's four more.
But how many points?
I can't add them all up. Right, go on.
So, what am I on? 82?
Yeah.
Right, so I'll keep
Yeah, you keep
scoring,
Kieran, because it's gone absolutely special.
Hold on.
Sorry about him, Kieran, honestly. I don't know where he got.
So, okay. 82, yeah. Right. What are we on, sorry?
Colours.
Yeah, but what have I said?
You said blue red. And red.
Green?
Yep. That's another seven.
Seven?
89.
Yellow.
That's another five.
Plus five.
94.
Right.
One more.
Need one more, do I?
Yeah.
There's two more.
Two more. It's two
Six
more.
Six answers. So I said red, blue, green, yellow. Orange?
No, it's not on there.
What are you going to say?
Got two more lives.
No, it's passed over to you, isn't it?
Passed over to you.
No, it's two more lives, isn't it?
No.
Passed it to you.
It's not.
I will go four.
Well, I've got top two answers, so everything now is bullshit anyway.
Pink, you got five, Aaron.
Five? No, because I can steal it, can't I?
No, you can't. And you can't steal the answers I've already put.
Yeah, I can. That's how it works.
Well, no, the it's way not. You're playing it is that you'll just get the points.
What's the point then?
Why would you steal the points that I've just got?
All right then. Fine, whatever. It's fine. Don't care. Purple.
Yes, Aaron, nice answer. Well
yeah,
done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I've got how many points?
That's 17.
Purple's 17 points.
So Kieran's got...
So top 10 were red, blue...
Kieran, you got 94.
Top 6 were...
You got red, 94, yeah. I got 22.
Alright.
That went blue, red, purple, green, yellow, pink. Mm. Right, Aaron.
Yes, Jamie.
Name me a form of transport.
Bus.
Yep, 46.
Well, you got to add it up, man. Scores,
so what was I on?
22 plus...
Plus?
46.
Right, train?
Yep, another 19.
Is it like a public transport?
Not all of them are public.
Car?
Yep, 30.
There's one more.
There's another 3.
Walking?
No, you said it now, you fucked up, innit? You fucked up.
You
bro.
Know you fucked that up as soon as you said it, innit?
How
are you transporting yourself?
How are you transporting? Walking around.
Your feet, you transport.
What? So you go, I'm going to go for a transport.
No, you, just
no, you
walk,
say, I'm going to go for a walk, Aaron.
So public transport is piggyback ride, is it?
Can right. Do, yeah. Jamie, motorbike.
Yeah, yes.
Motorcycle, motorbike, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that on then? What's that?
3.
Plus 3, yeah?
I'm at 117, by the way.
All right, hold on. I'm 94 plus 3.
I'm not...
Well, you are 117.
Yeah.
So I can't do quick maths.
4 plus 3.
So what's Aaron got? Has Aaron got top answers?
Aaron's got all the top answers. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so he's got. What do you have? Car, train,
bus,
plane.
Yep. 4. 4. 9. 102.
101.
Oh, what?
101, Jay.
101,
Jay.
I was on
97. Yeah, don't... No. That was retarded. Stop it.
Who's he fucking talking to?
No.
Stop it, Jay.
Last
Jay.
One.
Behave yourself. We said plane, didn't we? Yeah. Tram?
No.
Boat.
No.
It's a boat, Jay.
It's not a boat.
You're chatting bollocks.
It's not a boat. It's a bicycle. Both of you have failed.
I was... Well, you couldn't let me carry on.
No,
we would have
one answer each, do you? Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
sure. Right, so it's 101 to me, 117 to Aaron.
I'm not supposed to that.
So how come Aaron's top for these different scored then?
Because Aaron's top answer... said that. All the low ones were very low.
Because I'm better than you, Kieran.
Yeah, but...
Because I'm better than you, Kieran. Mm-hmm.
Right, so next one. Just Kieran. Yeah. Name a bad job for someone who is accident prone.
Name a bad job for someone that's accident prone.
Yeah. Think about your questions before you answer.
Think about your answers.
Stop doing that in the mic.
Think about your answers, Jay.
What? The?
You said think about your questions before you answer.
Yeah, because he would probably turn around and say boat driver or something.
No. Being like a circus act slash like tightrope thing, whatever it is.
That is just so...
You know what I mean? Yeah?
A clown.
That's on there.
Ooh. Is it?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Points.
Circus.
Tightrope walker.
Yeah, tightrope walker. That's it. So 4 points, yeah?
I'm thinking logical.
Accident prone. Because would accident prone be like bad driver?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with any of them.
No, that's nothing to do with any of them. Because if you're accident prone, you could be.
It's being clumsy. Clumsy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not. No one's clumsy while driving, like, all the time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I've met a few people.
You don't slip over in a car. Do you know what I mean? Crash into a wall. Well, you probably have.
Being a, like, a waiter, server.
Yep.
Yeah, what's that?
Another four again.
Another four. Oh,
I was thinking that. Man. I've got two good ones.
So I haven't got top answers yet.
No.
Are top answers easy?
The second one I would say is the easy one.
I can't think of anything else. Clumsy.
Just say an answer, man.
Doctor?
Jamie, in that habit.
Surgeon. It's like a surgeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to, that's what I had in my head.
That's 12 points.
12 points.
That was second on the list.
109 plus 12.
Kieran, are you that thick, 100... man? You can't be that thick, in it, surely.
121. Yeah.
Did you leave school okay, bruv?
Yeah, I'm bad at maths.
Do you know when we were telling us, yeah, like we got no GCSEs in that year?
I'm bad at maths. I'm bad at quick maths.
Kieran, we got no GCSEs yet.
You know, I have no idea now, yeah, how to multiply writing it down.
Do you realise a lot of the electrical work involves maths?
Yeah, it's fine. I've got a phone, Jamie. No, you know, like in school when you do like the, you know, when you do like 114 times 102 or whatever, yeah. And you write underneath thing and then you do the thing. I don't know how to do that anymore, you know.
What, long division?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, but you won't need that.
I don't know how to do that.
You won't need that though.
I was trying to do it the other
day. You won't need that though.
No. I was trying to do it the other day, yeah, and I had no idea how to do it anymore.
You need to do algebra.
It's like Pythagoras, isn't it? Who gives a crap about that bollocks?
Yeah, well, yeah, it could be algebra or Google, isn't it?
You don't need algebra.
You do.
Jane Sharp, continue the game, man. Telling me about algebra. Shut your mouth, Jamie. Get on.
How I do it now? You do long multiplication. How do you do it? Do you do the top one times bottom one?
What?
So if 702 times 104.
Yeah, they'll be in brackets. So you do them individually and then you times them. No.
I mean, like, say if you've got 104,
yeah,
right down on the thing, times 122, yeah?
122,
over
yeah?
Over top.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what you do. You just do that, bruv. Just put it in your phone.
No, I mean... shut up, innit?
Yeah, it's
12,688.
Yeah,
but I believe now you do that in multiple... Right. So, I've got... How many more? Three more.
That's three more to get.
Clumsy.
I had one before. I forgot. It's gone in my head now.
Being a pilot.
No.
Oh.
Pass over to you, Aaron.
Can you say the question again?
Clumsy, innit? What jobs
can name you a bad do? Job for someone that's clumsy.
Clumsy.
Or accident prone. I'm going to have to start putting time limits if we're being this slow.
Race car driver.
No. The last three answers were a window cleaner is the top answer.
Window cleaner?
Yeah, because you fall off your ladder dead, bruv.
Yeah, but if you
crash the car, you're dead.
Number three was a builder.
I did think about a builder, but then I thought, realistically,
it's just
what
too
could
boring,
you be
isn't it?
What
it gives a crap about a builder.
Fall off a scaffold. And number four was a chef.
That was it. I had a chef. I actually had
did
chef.
I suppose if you're chopping up
before,
stuff, all
and
the
then
time,
then or... I thought surgeon, and I thought surgeon's definitely one of them.
Mm. Well, I'm ahead of you, bruv. So
well, Aaron, this is
terrible,
the next one. Name me a breed of dog.
Jack Russell.
Over to Akira.
What? That is a breed of dog.
Alsatian, German Shepherd.
Back over to Aaron.
What?
German Shepherd's not one of them.
Where have you got this off, Jamie?
Oh, no, Alsatian is on there. Well done, Kieran.
Alsatian, how many is that points that?
9 points.
9 points, yeah.
For some reason, I didn't read that right.
Right. What did you read it as?
Jack Russell's not on there.
What did you read it as?
I don't want to say what I read it as. What
did you read it as, Jay?
Alsatian.
Alsatian. Right, cool.
I don't know because there's loads of
Because if it's Staffordshire Terrier or Staff.
Over to Aaron. They're all common.
I bet they are, Jay.
Oh, I know one.
Poodle.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Yes, Aaron.
How many
points do you?
How many?
Nine.
You go that.
17 plus 9.
What?
117 plus 9.
126.
Fucking hell, look at his eyes darting around the room. Yeah. Yeah, have a clue what the fuck, there's no brain in there. Just go.
My maths is screaming at me.
Bulldog, British bulldog.
No.
How is a British bulldog not one of them, Jay? Jamie, look him in the eye and tell him there's not one there. I'm about to yeet.
Golden retriever.
No.
Are you serious?
I'll pass it over to you, Aaron.
Dalmatian.
Dalmatian's on there. Six.
Six.
Sausage dog.
Hold on. There you go.
Sausage dog?
No. Pass it over to you, Kieran.
Labrador.
Yes. 17 points, Kieran.
17 points. Go on. How many more we got to get? Pug.
Oh, pug.
I can't. Right, pug is another top answer. 17 points.
17 points. 147 plus 17.
There's one more left. Did you say?
164.
I thought that. I didn't think that.
164. You thought that.
Right, Aaron, I'm bare ahead of you now, mate.
I'm not caring about myself. No one cares about
last
you.
One?
Yeah.
French bulldog.
No. Oh. Aaron, last answer.
Bagel.
Bagel?
Is it beagle? Bagel?
Beagle, no. It was a collie.
Border collie.
I didn't think that was that popular.
Just a collie.
I didn't think that was that popular.
I was trying to think like what.
Yeah, that was a horrible question, Jay, because there's loads of dogs. Do you know what I mean?
In America, they don't like poodles and Jack stuff. Russell's they wouldn't have that. A lot of them. That's very British. And a Jack Russell. They would never have a Jack Russell, really.
There's
America.
Loads in America. Because I'm part of the Jack Russell group on Facebook.
Oh, are you now?
There's loads of.
Yeah, but they're thinking Rocco is a piece of shit, is what
they love him, mate. They say he's the best looking Jack Russell anyone's
ever seen. Oh, have they now?
Because he fucking is, mate!
Jamie photoshops long legs onto Rocco, isn't it?
Right, someone has got. Whose go is it to go first this time?
Kieran's.
There is a shot for huge points in this one because the one of the top ones is insanely more than any of the rest. Yeah.
Right, so it's my shot this time, yeah?
Name me an animal you can't fit inside of a Mini Cooper.
Elephant.
Kieran got it. 81 points. 81 points. Aaron.
164 plus 81. I ain't doing that maths for shit, so Google that, innit?
160 plus 80.
Yeah.
What's 16 plus 8, Kieran? 24.
Yeah.
241.
You're good at maths, isn't it? I'm not. Well, yeah, I remember you were good at maths.
Evidently.
I remember you were good at maths.
Yeah, I just fucked around. Right. Kieran, next one.
Giraffe.
The number two on the list. 17 points.
241 plus what?
17. Please tell me you can do that.
No, it's 258.
What was I on? 241.
Yeah. Plus
17.
258.
258,
yeah.
I had it. It's like, it's weird. It's like. Bum, 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 bum.
Right, next one. By the way, I'm more than 100.
I don't care, now. Kieran. I don't.
You've had absolutely. Look
at next you. One, Kieran.
What you can't fit in a car? A hippo.
5 points to Kieran.
Oh, mate, I'm too good at this.
You could definitely fit a hippo in a Mini Cooper.
Not in the old ones.
Oh, well, the old ones, yeah.
No, hippos are fucking massive, bruv. They're bigger than the Mini Cooper.
How many more have I got to get?
Three
more. So I think you could fit a lion in the Mini Cooper, you know. As in small, the new old Mini Cooper.
It doesn't say.
So. I think you
just think of a big animal you spack.
Do
you know what I mean? It's not odd.
Evidently, it is, Aaron. You're fucking 200, nearly 100 points, 50, 150 points behind me now, bruv. What are you on about?
JP's
You'll go lion.
No. Pass it over to Aaron.
Horse.
Yep, 4 points to you.
Mm-hmm. You can get a horse in a Mini Cooper.
You can't.
Trying to tell me you can get a lion in a Mini Cooper, but you can't get a horse.
Horse is a big man.
I'm not saying that.
I can get a horse in that Mini Cooper quick time.
Get a horse in a Mini Cooper.
Go on, he'll be neighing his head out the window. We'll be going, nah.
Why is he Scottish?
Nah.
Nah. Nah chance. Right, nah chance, pal.
You got 4 points there?
Yep.
Yeah,
hold on.
2 points.
Hold on, 4 points. 142 plus four.
Come on, Kieran.
146.
136, John.
Huh?
What, so how has he lost points?
No, he was on 132.
Oh, Gary, you need help, man.
Right, okay.
Right, it's two more, is there?
Two more.
What animal could you not fit in a Mini Cooper? What a big animal. A whale.
Yes, the blue whale. 7 points.
Kieran?
Look at his eyes flashing. It's like, this is beyond my capacity.
Plus seven!
It's like when you try to download LimeWire on an XP back in the day. It's like, no. No.
I fucking got it, alright?
One more.
Last one.
There's the least chosen answer in it.
One of the least.
Come
on.
I'm trying to think,
you did a timer on me. He sat here for half an hour.
Oh, moose.
No.
You can't fit a moose in a Mini Cooper, though, can you?
Shark. The great white shark.
No. It was a rhino.
Oh, he wouldn't be a rhino. But I
reckon
a hippo,
you could fit a rhino in there. A moose is bigger than a rhino.
You
could
what? You could fit... You can't... You, what?
Yeah, but I'm not making the list up. It's just what's on the fucking list.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Try to tell me that you can get a lion, saying,
listen,
and a moose.
I ain't trying to tell you nothing.
But yeah, no, a horse, you can't get a horse in.
Could you fit a moose in a Mini Cooper?
You can get baby horses.
No. You get a baby giraffe.
Horses are more pliable. You try to get a hippo in there, yeah, you're gonna die.
What, Aaron, baby hippo?
Aaron,
get a baby hippo
Aaron,
in there.
Aaron,
shut your mouth. What?
You're first.
Sorry, Joe, I'm just getting a bit aggravated because he's taking the piss out of me. He can't even calculate what plus four unless I'm on my number.
Right. Yeah, cool. Name something made of wool, Aaron.
Wool. Jamie, what?
What do you mean, what? Do you not understand
an animal?
The question?
An animal?
There is an animal on the list.
Sheep.
That's number two. Answer 20.
Jamie, Kieran.
Plus 20.
Is that the only animal?
Yes.
I can't do that.
What is the first number?
163 plus 73.
100 and what? 63.
63.
So that is 2...
236. Yeah, 236.
Next.
Wool. Blanket.
No, Aaron. Not on the list.
Not on the list. Go on,
Kieran. Kieran, you've got three answers to get.
So, Aaron said jumper and sheep. Yeah? That's what Aaron said.
Oh, you got four answers, actually.
So. Woolly. Is that the only answer? Has Aaron got the only one that's an animal?
Yeah.
So, woolly mammoth's not on there?
No.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah, I was looking at that. That's what I would have said, isn't it, about woolly mammoth.
They're not made of wool, though, are they?
No, I think they're just called woolly mammoths. Cause
yeah, neither is a sheep. They're hairy. Sheep's not made of wool, mate. It's got wool on it. It's not made of wool.
It grows wool.
Yeah, but
it grows
mammoths wool. Don't have wool on them.
They don't. It's just hair.
It's just hair.
But they call them the woolly mammoth because it's like a warmth.
Because it's like a massively hairy mammoth. They just call it woolly
He's
mammoth.
Wool, man. You don't call him a woolly chew.
You could if you wanted to.
Woolly Cavapoo. That's not happen, does it?
You probably could, yeah.
Answer the fuck.
Have you ever
question.
Met a woolly mammoth? No.
No, because it extinct.
Behave right. yourselves, all right?
They're dead.
Who's your mate?
I don't... Oh, Jamie, this is too much.
Why is it too much thinking?
Because it's hard.
How is it hard?
Thinking of wool?
So the top answer was a fucking...
Jumper.
...piece of clothing. So it's clearly going to be clothing, isn't it?
What did Aaron say? Woolly jumper? Woolly socks?
No. The answers you could have had was hat, cardigan, sweater and scarf. Jesus Christ, you used to.
I thought woolly jumper was cardigan.
That's what I'd have went with, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I would never say cardigan. I would never say cardio because I'm not spastic. Cause it's the same thing, isn't it? James just taking a piss. Go on then.
Name a bad place to fall asleep.
Well, there's many places that I can think of that are probably not on that.
Like motorway.
Of course, that's a bad place to fall asleep. I would
accept that as behind the wheel of the car.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's just absolute bollocks.
Right, so that's 10 points to 10 you. Points, can you yeah. add 10?
Yeah.
You've probably done all of these.
What do you mean I've done all of them? In the bath?
No.
But like, it's a bad place to fall asleep, you drown. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not on the list, Aaron.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
All right, go on, next one.
Go on.
Oh, me. Bad place to fall asleep.
We've got one more after this, so you better hurry up. Get some points in, Aaron.
In a nightclub.
No, you could have been train, at work.
Why is it bad to fall asleep on a train?
Track, school.
I was going to say train.
Who's falling asleep on a train? Who is falling asleep on a train track?
In the sea, isn't it? Imagine falling
asleep. No, I'm sorry. Who is falling asleep on a train track, Jamie?
I only said train track. Oh, you drive me points for train track, would have been.
Zero, because it's not a thing, Jay. No one slept on a train track.
Train track would have got you 6 points.
Oh, I'm done.
What's the second highest one?
Second highest one was...
Work.
First one was train.
Why is it bad to fall asleep on a train?
You should stop.
Because you wake up somewhere else, mate.
It's not that bad. Get raped when you get off.
Joe, are you trying to say that falling asleep in the water is not as bad as that? Because I thought that would be the worst.
Did ever. I write this fucking quiz?
Because you would know that you're drowning then.
I wasn't involved in the questions or the answers.
Well, maybe you should have been, Jay, to sort people out, because it's pissing me off, to be honest. If someone said to me, oh, it's a bad place for right, you to train track, obviously.
You need a big round here, otherwise you need a lot.
It's bad to fall asleep in a drug den.
This is one that's actually creeped up on us. No one's saying that.
Bollocks, mate.
Name a car brand, Aaron.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Ford.
25 points to you, top answer.
Put it on your little notepad, you twat.
36 plus 25.
Come on, Kieran.
No, right.
What? What is it?
36 plus 25.
You got it.
Yeah?
61.
What is it, Kieran?
Well, you're 2 points behind me
now. Right, next one. It's me, isn't
it? Yeah, you fucking arsehole. You're looking at me like I've got a say-so.
I think it's American, isn't it? So
I wouldn't put them down as American answers.
No, you can't help me. What's going on?
He helped you as well, you spack.
You two are steaming up again, aren't you?
Oh, there we go.
There we are!
Well, I got you fiddling with each other, and it's saying each other answers. Oh, Jamie, stay forward. Oh. Sucking each other's dicks here for free.
No. There's been no collusion in this.
There has been no collusion.
You two are
spending far too much time with each other, innit?
No collusion.
I'm going to turn up early next week just so there's no fucking... didgeridoo's being blown here.
He's fucking... He ain't even losing yet, and he's already pulling faces.
Go on.
Porsche.
No, it's not on there.
Jamie, behave.
It's not on there.
Behave yourself. It's Porsche is like the most famous bloody supercar.
Volkswagen.
No, it's not on there either.
Mine's Ferrari.
No.
How is that not on there?
Think more go, street
go
car.
Go, Kieran.
Normal street
go,
cars.
Kieran. Go, Kieran. Shut up. Go.
This is a pinch malt rules for this one, so and it doesn't matter. You're so close anyway.
I'm trying to think what the two top ones are in the world. It's Ford and
Volkswagen.
Mercedes?
Mercedes aren't on the list.
They're not?
No.
What? BMW?
BMW, 6 points.
6 points?
Lowest one on the list.
Bloody hell.
What list really? Is this?
Just from the quiz.
How many is there? Six?
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left.
Five? So seven. Seven car companies.
Can we start shouting them out?
Honda.
No.
Got him.
Like,
just go quick fire, man.
General Motors / Vauxhall.
No.
Toyota.
Yes, 10 points now.
10 points.
What?
Nissan.
No.
Renault.
No.
Fuck off. What is on here?
Peugeot.
No.
It's gonna be like. It's going to be like Lotus.
No, it's not.
Citroen.
No.
What?
What is on here then? BMW. Audi.
Audi. Second top answer.
What's How much that? Is that?
13 points.
That's not much though, is it?
No.
It's me, Aaron. What are you fucking doing?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I've gone geese.
So what have you said?
What's been said?
Just say. Four, just keep saying it. Four, just keep saying it. Audi, just keep
BMW,
going. Just keep
Toyota,
going.
Audi, BMW,
just say. Just say it. And if we said so it, we'll say left. It. Two more.
Toyota.
What's the score difference?
I'm 1 point behind you, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's getting tight.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I want to get it right, Aaron.
So don't matter about pinch and malt rules. Just say it. I'm shouting out round.
No, honestly. Don't just shout out. Behave yourself, Aaron, over there. Because if it's English, it's going to be Mini Cooper. But
he said Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper.
10 points, Kira.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I win?
Volvo.
Can I win? Can I win?
Can you win?
Yeah. Yes. Is it 9 points?
It's 13 points. The next one.
100 and what was I on? 176 plus 10. 276 plus 10. Okay, sorry. It was just you were talking. It put me off. Quick maths on it. Right, so you need... Yeah, so if you get this last one right, then you
Volvo.
No.
You said Volvo.
Yeah, because it says Mini Cooper / Volvo.
Because I think they're owned by Volvo now. Oh. I think they're all in one together.
Okay, can I get another thing?
I think it's actually owned now by BMW.
Yeah, you, yeah.
No, how... What? How can you get to go again?
Bentley. But,
no.
Go on.
Rolls Royce?
No.
Chevrolet?
No.
Is this one hard?
No.
Smart?
No.
That is hard, you twit. Mazda?
No. You'll kick yourself. Look at Aaron looking out the window trying to see cars.
We said Citroën, didn't we? Peugeot, Citroën, Renault.
Yeah.
Alfa Romeo.
No.
Oh.
Kia.
No.
Skoda.
No.
That's what I was saying.
I think it's Jamie Skoda.
Mr. Bushy.
No. Look at the, you're both looking out the window now.
if I don't get, we've said all the car brands.
No, you haven't.
You haven't said any, this is a big one.
This is a screamer that you don't even that you have not said.
Land Rover.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
I was about to Kira say that. Again. I literally thought Darren. Look how buzzy, isn't it?
How many points is that?
It doesn't matter. You won.
No, how many points is that, Joe?
Just saying.
13. Point.
Just let him calculate himself a minute, don't even ask him.
Look at his eyes flashing there.
Chewie's looking
There's
at
too Chewie's much calculations look,
Chewie's
for him
looking
there.
At him like you may have won the game, but you've lost the battle.
Chewie knows that his dad's top dog.
He doesn't.
Aaron Mortman, isn't it? Fucking hell, sir. I'm absolutely obliterating you here. I beat you by exactly 22 points, isn't it?
Well, it wouldn't be like a point, would it? If all the numbers are whole numbers.
Aaron, you are maybe the car man. Who beat you?
Yeah, I named more than you, Kieran.
Did he name more than me, Jamie? No, he didn't. Shit fucking mouth over there.
I've won loads of games recently. Right. I'm top dog now, aren't I?
Right.
You're top dog now.
Top dog.
Kieran, you lost the last game against you and Jamie. You lost it.
What was that one?
The knowledge game.
Yeah, but you guys make up a shite general. I'll bring a general knowledge into this one. And you cheated. You admit you cheated. I'll bring a general knowledge in, yeah, and you ain't going to know shit.
You always say you're going to bring something. You don't bring nothing.
I always bring loads of stuff.
Kieran,
he never brings anything. He turns up the same shit every week.
Yeah, but you don't bring games, Kieran, do you?
I do. I will bring a game if you want. Yeah, but you normally don't like competing in games.
Because I'm shit.
Yeah.
Right. We end this game here. We apologise for Kieran's behaviour. He took the mickey out of African children.
No, that's
today.
Getting cut as well, Aaron. They'll never know. Just like Jack or Crap.
I might leave it in just for the crack.
Well, one day when we're famous enough, we'll just drop that in it.
Yeah,
and then just ruin our lives. Disappear for a bit.
When we get too famous, we'll drop that one game and that'll just ruin our whole... Yeah,
put it in prison, bruv.
We won't be sent to prison.
They will when they hear my oppression.
North Korea will turn up immediately at the door.
That was episode 67.
Before we end, we need to do a shout out to Dana. I think that's how you say her name. D-A-N-A. Is it Dana? I'm going to go with Dana.
Yeah.
Dana from Cornwall. She says that she's... Yeah, from Cornwall. She's been listening since day one. Since Podbean.
We've had a few listeners from Cornwall, haven't
they? Yeah, I think that's what I said. I think we have. She's been listening since day one, since Podbean. And she sent us an email this week saying that she was looking for improv. She wants to be an improv comedian. And she was looking for like tips and tricks. But she was listening to us instead. Yeah, this week's episode shout out is to Dana from Cornwall. She was first listening to us. Looking for improv tips and tricks, and then realised that this isn't actually an improv comedy.
Well,
we do everything off the fly, but we don't. It's not actually about improv. It's just a comedy show, really.
Yeah.
And she just says she loves our banter and our just us in general. She said she loved me the most. She was like Kieran top dog.
I'm sure she didn't say that.
Stay dench forever. # dench gang. And I was like, cheers, Dana.
Does she know you put us in white and then you're wearing oversized tops?
Does she know the state you are? Look at you, bruv. You're like fucking saber-toothed tiger over there, isn't it?
Fly, baby.
I'm gonna make that meme this week. And that's gonna be
you
this
can make
your
meme when you like him.
Huh?
You can make a meme when you like him.
You'd send me a picture of you, innit?
Yeah, well... Oh, I'll send you a picture of my
but
penis.
But yeah, we appreciate the feedback, Dave.
Yeah, we...
Thank you for that.
Sorry, we got easily distracted there. Aaron come at me, so I had to go back at him. Yeah, we appreciate your feedback, Dana. And anyone else that wants to get in touch with us, guys, send us an email at apompodcast@gmail.com. We check our emails daily. Sometimes we do take a day or two to get back to you guys. That's just because we're busy. But we will get back to you eventually, guys. And everyone's... Welcome for a shout out. And that's it for this week's episode. Go on, Jay. Sound us out.
Thank you. Goodbye.
What? Is that it? Is that all you got?
What the fuck do you want me to say?
Hey, guys. It's Jamie from A Pinch of Malt podcast here. We've got a new song from Zoo called Utopia. Me and the boys checked it out the weekend. Really excited for it. It's a really good song. Be sure to check it out and check out our social media. Be sure to follow her on all the socials. Cheers, bye.
New blossom, spring, perfect timing. Clears my head of everything that's around me. For a second it goes away. For a second I'm in some different place. That I want to stay, that promise me change. Lose my mind in the living room, enough stuff on the television. Drown the white noise from outside, just to reach our heaven. But want.